Good morning.
I'm standing in for Rabbi Chazam, and nobody should expect my share to be anything similar to his. There won't be any Gematrios and Rosh Hatevis and. Right. The mission picket of us, Asara Nisyonos Nisnastavron Mavino of Asholem, Omid Bakulam. Lodia Kamachibos of Omid Asholem, Avromavino had ten. The word says a test is a bit wrong, so I say it wasn't a test in the form, he wasn't given a test to do. It wasn't an examination. It was Nisyonos, as you might say, 10 trials. And he passed all of them. And this shows us the reason why Hashem has such love for Avraham Avinu. So Tos Yontif says, why is called Avinu? Because we get in the schus of this, we get all the schusim of his nisyonos, and could well be the fact that over the generations, Klal Yisrael, thousands and thousands, maybe millions of Yidden, have been able to withstand difficulties and been able to be most nefesh for Yiddishkeit, all comes from what we've inherited from Avraham Avinu. So the 10 tests. These tests were not tests that we call tests. We might call them trials and tribulations. So there's different opinions in the Farshim. What were the 10 tests? So Batanu's got one shit. He says here, Orkastim, Lech Lecha, his wife was taken away. He had to do the Brish Mila, he had to send away Yishmol, send away Hagar, all these difficulties. And when we say he passed the test, what does that mean? It doesn't mean he just did what he's supposed to do. That would be insufficient. The apostle we say every day in Davening, Atu Hashem lechem b'shabchata be'avram, v'tzeistem o'kastim, v'samtu shmei avraham, u'metzotza es levavoy, ne'emon lefanecha. Says the Chovas Avavis, what this pasuk is teaching us is Avraham Avinu is only given praise for passing the test because it was levavoy ne'emon, meaning in his heart, in his feelings, he was fully faithful and he never questioned the anhaga of the Ribono Shel Olam. Here's the point. So these 10 tests wasn't just doing things like now he has to go away because of the hunger. Now he has to. Now his wife's taken away. Didn't have to end, just have to. Now he has to send out Yishmol, send out Hagar, do the Bismila. There weren't things he had to do. The tests were things happened to him that made life difficult for him, and the things that happened were all happenings that may have caused him to question the Hagar of the Ribono Shel Olam. So the way Avraham Avinu passed these 10 tests, yeah? 10 different trials and tribulations, and in our language, you got 10 out of 10 for all of them. 10 out of 10, 10 times, 100% pass. And the way he passed was by doing what the Bosh wanted him to do, the Moshal, the Brismila, or sending away Hagar, or sending away Yishmol, and also, sometimes his wife was taken away. There was nothing for him to do, but the way he passed the test was by remaining 100% faithful and 100% emunah in the Ribono Shel Olam and never once questioning Hashem's anhaga. So that's these 10 tests. So it was all belavavo, yeah? So it wasn't an examination, it wasn't a test, and it wasn't something that could be marked by anybody. The marks were given according to his feelings. Avraham Avinu passing his Yonos, all based on Daka Shema Daka, the tiny. So if you say out of 10, if you had to put some mashu, you've got 9 out of 10, whatever. The Ribono Shel Olam, Yedei Machshavos, Boichin Kloyos Vilei. The Ribono Shel Olam knows Machshavos, knows feelings, was able to say, how did I do in my test? Meaning, the Moshal, sorrow's taken away. That's a test on Avinu. So how did he react? What did he do? Not what did he do. How did he feel? How did he react? What did he think? What was Avraham Avinu thinking to himself when it happened? Nobody can know that. So, if I said, eventually he passed the test, meaning when all these things happened, I've just come now. Now I've got to leave because of the hunger. What? You might say the Boshem is draped in a cup. He backwards. The Rambam Taka says, by Yishmol, it says, Vayera Hadova Moy. It was hard to send away Yishmol. Vayera Hadova Moy. He felt bad about it, so he could have had a cash on Hashem. So that's how he passed all the tests, right? So he's attendant. And the last one, the Akeda, that's Mamash Gevaldig, he's giving against his whole shitter, he's prepared to sacrifice his child, and he passed the test, yeah? The Akeda is particularly a big test, because afterwards, after the Akeda, how would the Rambam face the world? He's the one who's promoting the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's promoting Chesed, and he's speaking against Avodah Zarah, and he's speaking against Avodah Zarah, it's like a child sacrifice, it's a pagan practice. And he has to face the world, it would be a gefelach, it would be maybe a bizyonus, yeah? It would be a major, a humiliating U-turn. If what they call nowadays with the government is his flagship policy is in tatters. What's his flagship policy? So the Ribbono Shel Olam, Chesed, and he's doing Yitzchak. So he still did that Akeda, and he did it better than Monos. The Rai was, he did it with a full enthusiasm, Harai of Yachvish as a Sinai. And the biggest proof is, this is one of the main points of the Akeda, when he was told you don't have to sacrifice Yitzchak, he did not breathe a sigh of relief. Baruch Hashem, not. He wanted to bring the iron instead. So that shows you Taka wanted to do it. And Taka Madak in the Psukim, the Malach only came afterwards. After he brought the iron, then the Malach. If I say the test wasn't finished, it was how did he react when he was told not to do it? Right. Now, so as we said, there are different shittas in Rishonim. What were the ten Nisyonas? Now, there's a Chiddush, Rabbeinu Yoina, in his Pirush on the Mishnayos, he's got his own way of. So obviously, those. All the things happen. What do you call, how do you count? Do you say, I'm sending away hoggers, one test, Yishmol, no, but together there's various ways of juggling it around. So the Shittus Rabbeinu Yoina is, now comes the Chiddush, listen to this Chiddush. Shittus Rabbeinu Yoina, this week's Sedra, the Mice of Kavura Sara, is the 10th Nisayan. Does that leave you speechless? Should do, because the Chiddush is a Kasha. After the Akeda, what can we look in the Akeda? But Rabbeinu Yoina says, after the Akeda, the 10th Nisayon was the fact that he had to haggle over a burial place for his wife. Nisayon, he could have had a shy cash emotion. Do I deserve this now? And he didn't. Oh. Interesting, we can't say it's greater than the Akeda. Because we know the Akeda, the schus of the Akeda, last for all generations, I say, Macheles, Sha'ochnes Besoroi. Adayom Azeh, we are benefiting from the schus of the Akeda. The Akeda was unique, and the Akeda has never been surpassed as a Maisa, Mrs. Nefesh, as we said, giving away your whole, giving away his future, giving away his whole shitter. The Akeda is unique, and the Akeda got the title of Yirei Lekimata. But this, having said that, nevertheless, it seems there was still some point of testing of Rabbeinu after the Akeda. And I thought, it's finished now, can't go any higher. Just to make the cash a bit stronger, I'm going to come in. You look in Parshas Va'era. What's the commission on this? I'll say it better. Parshas Va'era, when the Ribbono Shel Olam has a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you questioning my Hanok? Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, since I came to Paroi, matters have got worse. Why are you sending me to Paroi? I'm only making matters worse. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Moshe Rabbeinu a musar drasha. You shouldn't speak like that. It's not good. I'm telling you now, you're going to Paroi and your mission will be successful. There was a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu. The theme Madrigosai, he was lacking a bit in his Madrega, and he said, it's not a question. Lomai, why are you making matters worse? What's the point of me going to Paroi? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what's the point of going to Paroi, only making matters worse? So that made it sound like he's questioning the Hog of Hashem. So the Ribbono Shel Olam answered Moshe Rabbeinu and gave him a Musa Drosha. Don't talk to us, listen. It's not good. You should just take a lesson for Aaron of it. Take a lesson from the others. They didn't question. Why are you questioning my conduct? Avraham Avinu didn't question my conduct. Now, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving the Musa Drasha to Avraham Avinu to tell him off. Ribbono Shel Olam is giving a Musa Drasha to Moshe Rabbeinu to give him a shtickle telling off. The female Madrigas Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, that you weren't. You were questioning Manhoga. You brought a raya from Avraham Avinu. Chaval adavdim. Why are you questioning? Avraham Avinu didn't ask any questions. Says the Rashi. Now, what incident in Avraham Avinu's life did Ribbono Shel Olam use to prove Avraham Avinu didn't ask questions? Look in Rashi, it says there, Omar Tila, I'm giving you the land, and he couldn't find a place to bury his wife. He had to pay a lot of money, and he didn't ask any questions. So you see, when the Bosham is trying to prove that Avraham Avinu is very faithful and doesn't ask any questions, and Avraham Avinu also had ties and matters got worse. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you complaining things aren't working out? Why are you, Moshe Rabbeinu, saying there's no point in going to Paro and making matters worse? It's useless, it's hopeless. Avraham Avinu wasn't like you. Avraham Avinu didn't say things are hopeless. And which instant does Hashem pick out? The mice of this week said, El Kura Sora. So we see in a Gevissa way.
Why did
he say
the instance of
shepherding
his son?
Yeah, I'm saying. He didn't say, oh, I'm not sure about to answer this question. We see it must have been in a Gevissa Nakuda. This was a very, very a great Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. The Bosham picked out this one's example. Yeah. Avraham Avinu didn't ask any questions. Yeah. So try to answer a bit. Make it a bit. I'm not sure how to answer completely. I'm going to make something to think about. The idea, okay. So the Vers were explaining in what way. I'm not saying what way the Avad Akeda bribes the Akeda. Of a certain Akudas, which Kavura Sora, the Miser, when he couldn't find a burial place for his wife, and it cost him a lot of money, in certain points, brought out certain Nakudas in the character of Ravino, which was still able to bring out. Even after the Akeda. Right. So the Poshik says, right, the Akeda was told to Shecht his son was a major Maisim B'Sus Nefesh. So Hashem told him to do it, and always being said, but one thing made it a bit easier. He was given a command by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he was ready, I have to do something, I have to do a major, I have to perform now an action which is against my nature. So it was a gvaldi b'siz nefesh. It was above our comprehension how he could manage to prepare to do it. But the Maaseh said one thing. Hashem told him, and he was ready, and he realized this is a major, an obstacle to be overcome, to overcome my natural feelings towards my son, and to go against my normal midav chesed, and sacrifice my son. There was no command from Hashem. Just events start unfolding. The Mela in a matziv where his wife's just been nifta, and he's in a tense matziv, and it wasn't a tzivi. Which never told him to do anything. Just things start happening. He might have lost his. He might have lost his nerve. Might have got frustrated, exasperated. Avad akeidu b'siz nefesh ain't kamoyu. But sometimes, if you're told to do a ma'aseh b'siz nefesh, if you're ready for it, you can put your koyches together. You're able to do it. But kavura sora, there was no command from the Ribbono Shel Olam. In a difficult matziv, things started going all pear shaped. He's told the land he can't bury his wife. He's under great stress, he can't bear his wife, he's having difficulty, he has to pay a lot of money. So even the great Avraham Avinu, after that Akeda, could perhaps have had a dip and might have said, Hayito, what's going on here? Why is this happening to me? And if he would have said that, he would have failed the test. And not only that, even if he would have thought it, while he was haggling with Ephraim, who did the whole shtickle, pretended to give a present, charged me. If Avraham Avinu thought in his mind, do I deserve this now? This is not fair. If he would have thought it's not fair, he would have failed the test. So in a way, Avad Akeda is Akeda. There's no comparison to Akeda. We're benefiting Akeda Adayim Azeh. Of a certain Akuda, sometimes in day-to-day life, in a daily activity, where it's not so clear the Adash, and Akeda had one point made it easier. Hashem told him, this is what you should do. So of course it's very difficult, but he had a clear command from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Kavura Sora was just events unfolding. Now we know, of course, there's no such thing as events unfolding. Events, everything happens in Ashkocha Pratis. But when it's just in the course of a whole matzav, it's not always so easy to see the Yad Hashem. There was no nevuah, it's just things were happening. And things were not happening the way you would have liked them to happen. And his wife's just been nifta, and it's a big sorrow for him. The Meila, the Gavisan Nakuda, he could have lost his nerve, he could become frustrated or exasperated. How do we know he didn't become frustrated or exasperated? Don't there any words in the Chumash for frustrated or exasperated? The answer is, the Torah, the Rebbeinu says, he passed the test, meaning he remained calm and didn't ask any questions and had 100% bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shlom, so he passed the test. So according to Ben Yoyin, this is after the test of the Akedah. There's still one more point needs to be tested. Now, another point to bear in mind is, we had a question, how is a Shaykh after Akedah to have a bigger test? He's already been told, you are a Yirei Shemayim, yeah? The answer is, that's good for the part of the test. After he's been given the title Yirei Shemayim, you might say, I pass now. Do I deserve this now? So does Gufa. The fact the Akedah was such a difficult Nisayim, and after the Akedah, Rebbeinu Shem himself gives everyone a title, you are a Yirei Elikim. Imagine that. You've passed the test. The Rebbeinu himself sent a man. You are a Yirei Shemayim. So when I'm reading the things, I've reached the pinnacle of my career. I've passed the Akedah. Yeah. Avraham Avinu knows how difficult it was. He knows himself. He was prepared to do an action which is diametrically opposed to his shitta. Avraham Avinu's shitta is chesed. Avraham Avinu needs to have a son to carry on his work. Avraham Avinu knows that Avraham promise is going to have descendants, and now he's prepared to shech Yitzchak, which flies in the face of everything he's been promised. So he knows himself, he's prepared to an act of Messias Nefesh Ein Kamoyu, and he was prepared to do it, and when he was told not to do it, he did not breathe a sigh of relief. What did he do? He took the aisle instead, and he had a message from the Rebbeinu Shlom, you are a Yirei Elikim. So it's gewaldig. But now, does Gufa, because he's got such a mess, you might think, so that's it now, I've passed the flying colours. So now you might think, from now on, after I've done Akedah, things should start getting easier. And what happened? The mice with sorrow. So that's the answer. Does Gufa, the fact that Akedah was such a big Nisoyan, and he got a tiger with a kin, he could easily have fallen into the trap of thinking, from now on, Hashem's on my side, so everything's going my way. And after the Akedah, he had trouble bearing his wife. It was a big thing. He might have thought, do I deserve this? Not only because, as Rashi says in Ve'era, Hashem promised me the land, so why do I have to pay such an exorbitant price for a burial plot? But just good, because I passed the Akedah, and I've been called the Yirei Elikim, so now Hashem should make things go good for me. Oh, so maybe it wasn't this time.
Things go easy after this. Things go easy after this.
Yeah. Another point to bear in mind is, why did Sarah die? Because of the news of the Akedah. The Mela, it could be, so his mamish, I did a big thing and it caused, unfortunate consequences, yeah? There's a well-known vault that say, it was saying, Mariv, the Hossa Soton, Melefaneinu Machareinu. There's the Yetzirah before and after. So when you do an Aveira, there's the Yetzirah before. Go and do the Aveira. And afterwards, I've done it. I can't do Shuvam. There's a Yiyush. So before and after. Before the Aveira, there's the Yetzirah. You do this now. You do it on hope. Have you the Aveira, Gneva? The Aveir is not gefährlich. It makes it very small. And afterwards, you've done a gefährlich Aveir, you're a lost case, you can't do tshuv anymore. So you have to damn take away the sotten beforehand. You shouldn't tempt me into doing an Aveir thinking it's small. And afterwards, he'll magnify the Aveir, it's absolutely, you can't make any tikkun anymore. Which is obviously wrong, because you can always do tshuv. So there's the Yetzirah before an Aveir, to minimize the Aveira, and after the Aveira, to magnify it, to make you give up hope. Similarly, by a mitzvah, there's the Yetzirah before a mitzvah. It's not worth doing, it's it's not so important, it costs you too much money, too much expense, somebody else can do it, it's not so important. It's only a mitzvah chassidus. All the possible reasons stop you. So that's before the mitzvah. And after the mitzvah, there's also Yetzara. Yetzara is, gewaldig, balgaivus, gewaldig. Same as Aveira, members. Like the Aveira, beforehand it's small, it doesn't matter. Afterwards, by the Aveira, it's very big, it's beyond hope. So by mitzvah, beforehand it's not important. And afterwards, look what I did, I did something gewaldig. And the Mela, if you think like that, you might think, so if you think the mitzvah is gewaldig, you might think, because of this mitzvah, I deserve to have a grosser chasdei aboira. And especially when it appears, b'derech hateva, like by the Akeda, the mice of Akeda triggered off the Misa Sora. She died from using Akeda. So Zichel could make it out, it wasn't worthwhile. She might be called, what's called, Toya la Rishonus. Rambam says, like a person can do tshuva and wipe away his aveiros, there's an inyan of even by mitzvahs. You can do toy, you can wipe away your mitzvahs as well. You've got charot, chas v'sholem, chas v'sholem. We do something good. It wasn't worthwhile. Leutzichnisht. It wasn't worthwhile. If you do that, it's gefer, you can wipe away your mitzvahs. Meila, that's also a bit involved. After the Akeda, there was an Yisrael, you could have thought, this, not only Avraham, you could have thought, is this what I deserve after the Akeda? After the Bershams called me Reish Shemayim, do I deserve to have problems burying my wife? You could also have thought, it came from the Akeda. So you could have had cash in the Bershams.
How did Rovina know because
of
the Akeda she died?
Yeah, maybe it could be,
didn't it? No, he wasn't there.
Well, it happened straight after. Yeah, didn't know. Even, okay, whatever it is, you're right, didn't know. No. You're right. But it happened straight shortly after. Yeah? I don't know whether you knew or not, I don't know, yeah. But it happened shortly after, yeah, right. Yeah. They say a vart about this inyan, they say, the same Rosh Hashanah davening, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Zoicha Nishkochos. The Ribbono Shel Olam remembers the forgotten things. It's the same sort of verse. Mitzvah, same thing, Mitzvah Aveiros. If you do an Aveira, Chas V'Sholem, and then you forget about it, it's a Gornish. Then, and you don't take it seriously, then the Ribbono Shel Olam remembers it. Imagine if you remember it, you do tshuva, not remember it in a way that's beyond, then the Ribbono Shel Olam forgets it. About a mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah, if you remember the whole time, the guy's for him, Ich bin a grosser tzaddik, boasting about it, the boss will forget it. If you forget it, make it easy. Then the boss remembers the schuss for you, yeah? So a mitzvah, you don't have to remember it too much. If you remember it too much, you become a balgaiva. Like Avraham Avinu could have been something about after that Akeda, could have been a balgaiva. So you have to forget about that Akeda. I've done that Akeda, right? Next, let's move on now. And the sign was, when it came to Kavurah Sarah, he had to deal with Ephraim and accept the situation without thinking about, I just did the Akedah. Gornish, Zoychan, the Baruch Shem remembers what you forget. If you want to have a schuss, the Amaisim Toivim should be remembered, then just don't dwell on them too much. You might have the wrong, might give you the wrong attitude, right? Maybe that was part of the Sarah. Maybe that's the Nisayon of Kavurah Sarah, and according to Ben Yair, that was the 10th Nisayon. Yeah, but other Rishonim don't count it as, not all the Rishonim say Kavurah Sarah was one of the 10 Nisayonos, but whatever it is, Zichah was a Nisayon, yeah? The Machloek is what's included in the 10 Nisayonos. But that was most these things happened, that was most difficult matter. The most Rishonim say the last one was their Kedah. But this is just a bit of explanation for the Ben Yair, who says that it was Kavurah Sarah was the 10th Nisayon. Okay, I'll show it. Okay, one different part of family from the rest. Different one, that'll finish off with Shaira. Says there, Avraham Avinu, he put a muzzle on his camels to stop them grazing in fields, yeah? So the Medrash got a kasha. We know, Rapinchas ben Yoir, in the Gemara, Tan in the Gemara, his animal would not eat non-gemeister tvua. His donkey, imagine that, Tevel, tvua, now has meister, how does a donkey know? A donkey, the answer is, a tzaddik has got a zazchus, not only he won't eat forbidden food, it's mashpia, his animal, it's not kosher, not gemah, has he know? Animal won't eat non-kosher macholim. Yeah? Behem to tzadikim. A tzadik avad eat animal. So the Medrash got kasha, isn't Avraham Avinu's camel on the same madrega as Pilchus Ben Yoir's donkey? Why does he need to put a muzzle? The poshtiyat says, he didn't want to rely on a ness, he wanted to teach people. Even if he wouldn't have put a muzzle, he wouldn't have eaten stolen food. He wanted to teach people to... And Hoggy, right. Who's the Pshat Hazai? Tosis got a kash, Tosis got a cloud. When you say this cloud, Tzaddik never eats forbidden food. Right, Tosis says, we find there was an Amora who ate before Avdola. One of the Amoroim ate before Avdola. Another Amora got the date of Yom Kippur wrong. He got the date with the calendar, he used to have Eidim. So Tosis says, Yisad, the cloud is only made for when the food is forbidden. Tevel, Bosa B'cholov, and Nevela. When the Meichel is a forbidden food, then there's a guarantee a tzaddik, or even the animal of a tzaddik, will not accidentally eat non-kosher food. Ma'ashenken, if the food is mutter, but the time is osa. Before Avdolah, the food is kosher. Why can't you eat? You haven't made Avdolah yet. On Yom Kippur, the food is kosher. Today's Yom Kippur, you must eat. So when it's a side reason, when the food is kosher, there's a side reason why you can't eat it, then the tzaddik has not got this promise. Because it's not the same. The chumrah is to ingest into the body forbidden food. A bosa b'cholov, nevela. A tzaddik has got a promise from Hashem. They won't end up eating non-kosher food. But if the food is kosher, the reason why you can't eat it today, then you haven't got that promise. So here, Avraham Avinu talking about stolen food. The animals eat stolen tvua from the Sodah. You can clear shadow. What is stolen produce? An animal eats from another person's field. It's stolen. Is that Machos Asuras? So if it's forbidden food, then you could say, then there's when the kasher made good. Why do you need to make it? Why do you put a muzzle? A tzaddik is, as animals won't eat forbidden food. You could say no. Forbidden to eat food that's stolen is like eating on Yom Kippur. Meaning, Yom Kippur, the food is kosher. Because today's Yom Kippur, you can't eat it. Similarly, the food's kosher because it belongs to Yelit. If I bought it off Miss Mutter. So Gizela, it's Mutter that can produce. There's an Issa study, a side reason I can't eat it. So it could be that type of Issa. There's no promise to tell women. Maybe you need to attack her, make sure it wouldn't happen. That's the terror. The Maisa, most of Farshim, Nemo, and Bamas, that it would be Machos Asuras. And even if Avraham Avinu would not have put a muzzle on his camels, they would not have eaten the stolen produce. So why do you do it? Poshut. And so, that's why I want to teach people this is the correct Anhaga.
Right.